calling a test of Abba Mavais. We're in the Toshma, about six lines on the bottom. Okay, so not so the more brought a Toshma that we're discussing, if the Poritz and the Armit are exactly the same, is that acceptable or not? So I brought a Mishnah, which says a person covers his sukkah with metal bars, which are makabel tuma, which are pasul l'schach, because they grow from the ground, or ruchas amita, which are wood, but they're made out of a keli, so they're makabel tuma, and that's pasul for schach. If the area which you put kosher schach and the area which you have the pasul schach are exactly equal as kosher. So that was more as kasher. So that's the chart to write that poros ko'imid, that they're exactly the same, it's still kasher. So more so the case was, it was nichlis v'yotze, that there was room for the shvoidim to go in and out, which meant that they were a little, the space that was ever given was a little bit
there was room for the what going in there?
The Shvoidin. So therefore, they weren't exactly the amount of kosher schach that you're going to put would be a little bit larger than the area of the Shvoidin, the area of the Shvoidin. So it's going to be poritz, the kosher sack will be greater than the shvoidin. Okay, that's where we're at. Because this is what you had to say. Four lines from the bottom. For the Merkash, so the Gemara thought that the reason why we're saying that the case was, and this is what you had to say, in general, when we set these things up, because people can't get it. Precise. They can't be precise. So the verse says that why is that so? That's not true. Epshel Samsim, it's possible to be precise. So Rav Ami b'Mahadiv, that the case wasn't, the reason why we're saying that there was more space, it wasn't because they felt that they couldn't be precise and therefore they had an error to the side of leaving more space. But they made a decision to do that. Not that there was something motivating them that was problematic, but that was the case. Okay. Rava says, Rava himself answers this question. Rava answers this question. They put the strach kosher in a different direction than the strach posel. Let's see Rashi.
So they would be supporting it, sort of?
Yes. More than sort of. We'll see Rashi makes a point, a very important point. Holding Rashi, holding the after the second Rashi in the Gemara, so Rashi starts just without a Dibur Maskil. Rashi says Shvoidin Raruchas Amita, still in the Schach. Rashi gives a piece of information that these items which the Mishnah is talking about are not valid for Schach. Fisha Kalim Hain, because they're Kalim and Makabal Tumah, they accept Tumah, but it's not called over Makabal Tumah and Masachach and Boy. So either the shvoid, even if it was made out of wood, you use a spit out of wood, but it's made into a kli, because it's made, it has a function. It's a makabel tuma. It's a makabel tuma, it's pulsing for stach.
That's a
chakolim.
Kalim.
Kalim?
Yeah.
Aruch is a zashpundish. Im yesha b'benem kemoisim. The sach ichshom b'schach kosher. You left enough space to put schach kosher. It's good. Alma Poritz Ka'imid is mutter. You see, the area is the same. It's mutter. The hacha pasul kosher hu. Sure, the area of the postal and the area of the kosher are exactly the same, and that's sufficient. The kashanami ha l'Rav Huna. So the more felt this would be kasha on Rav Huna's din of parts garmed is also. Shmuel says beniflu v'yotze. She shvoid yochel ikonos v'leitze b'revach. She mean time. There's room for the shvoid to go in and out, which means the hashavi revach tvei mishir shvoid benem b'tzumtzum. What that really means is that the shvoidin, the shpudin, have room on the sides of them to go in and out, even after you had put the schach kosher, which means you have room to put more schach kosher there. At the end of the day, you'll end up with more schach kosher. Yes. Well, actually, it's the same. Now, the Rashi says the more asked the question, the more was under the assumption to hide the commentaries. The reason why he said the case is all scenarios when we discuss this halacha must be nichas b'yotze. Who? Then there the same thing, because we don't do it. Try and be precise because people can't get it right. Versus kach porach. What do you mean? Actually, sometimes people could get it. To be precise, ulchamin shal yerevach yisur. That it's more. And therefore, we're back to, we would assume that there is the language of the Mishnah says, Kamoisin, they're equal. You're telling me that was, that they really weren't equal. And you're telling me, I'm assuming the reason why you're saying that because you felt that people can't be precise. Well, if I'm telling you people could be precise, when the Mishnah says Kamoisin, it means Kamoisin. And we're back to our question. And we're saying, no, Mirvami, Masizan, Beloit Simsim. It wasn't that it has to be, they felt it was compelling that it must be. That it was because of our concern for being imprecise, we expanded because we're not concerned about that. But the case was that they madiv revach yoser mishir shvoden. So there was more space for the stock kosher than there was for the shvoden. I says kamoisen. It means kamoisen, giving them room to have room to go in and out. That was one. That was Rav Ami. Rava says, "If you shvuden nesunin shasi, the shvuden were facing one direction. Nesun the schach kosher, or if you put the schach kosher the other direction, I'm not sure when you could use the phrases of shasi and orev." Specifically, we're talking about the top of the sukkah. Well, I'm not sure why one direction would be shesi more than orev. I'm not sure why. But the point is different directions. What do you gain with that? The filo head of a reva, even if the gap between the spaces of the stach puzzle are not greater than this area of the schach posel. Still, ikus schach kosher tvei, you have more schach kosher. Why? The kivin de noisen orev. Yev shalam and elim kain. Roish roi echad munach ala shvud mikan. Roish echad munach ala shvud mikan. The only way it stands is because it's lying on the shvudin. So what we're going to say is, see, well, there's schach posel beneath it, there's schach kosher on top, and that makes it, that gives it, That area we look at, if it was schach kosher, not schach posel. So if you have the schach posel going this way, and then another one over here, you put schach kosher this way, you're going to have to, for it not to fall in, has to extend over the schach posel a little bit to be supported by the schach posel. So that area now has schach kosher immediately on top of it. So the schach kosher on top of it, it's mevatel kilo, the schach posel is not there. And we look at it as if there's some mail that ends up, there's more schach kosher than posel. Toshma. So So the more about it, second line from the bottom. Shiora should chonsa babika. Our Mishnah says the case of shiora should chonsa babika. So the Brisa says, takes the case of the Mishnah and it expands it. The Mishnah says, you're makivit klei behema. You surrounded, so this caravan is traveling, came Shabbos, they came to an open area, which is a bika, means an open area. And they decided to camp there. And they surrounded the camp with clay behemoth. So the Brisa gets a little more specific. They kifu up a gemalim. They put the camels down. Bukavos with the saddles. Vavitin was like the pad you put under the saddle. Shlifin is the packages that you're carrying. Bekonim with some sticks. Bekochos, you'd have stalks of the stalks of the vegetables are called klach. It was very large vegetables. They were 10 tefachim tall. The klach was 10 tefachim tall. And you made it, stood them up over there. A nice, beautiful color. So, and in that you made your the perimeter, the fence around the perimeter with these items.
They could have been combined, right, with something else.
I guess so. To metalta mesecha, you're allowed to carry inside. You can't have a gap between the two camels, the equivalent of a camel. Which means porous kaimed is not acceptable. It has to be more built than open, because you can't have a gap between the two camels the same size as the camel. So equal is problematic. You don't want between the saddles the area which the width of where the saddle will have covered. So you see that porous garment is a problem. It has to be greater. So versus Hakinami, Kishanichas Vyotse. The case wasn't exactly the same etzim as kosher. The problem is that when you say the camel can go through there, means he has room to walk through there, means there's a little bit of extra space on both sides. So then there's more open space than there is closed space. That's parts was the parts is Maruba law, I mean, is definitely possible. Toshma. Nims is at the Omer. It's a septum. It helps us climb. So climb, again, we spoke about the idea that so you put it, some type of a barrier between the two sides that allows you to plant on both sides immediately up to the barrier. Different, the one side a carob, another side a grave. So nipses out the omer shalosh meters of mechitza. So the brisa says comes to its conclusion. It says so. We find that from all of this that there are three different halachic, literally measures, but it means halachic status when it comes to mechitzas. What are the three? Kol shu pachas mishloisha, but the gap is less than three tefachim. So. If the gap is less than three, Sarshal Yehbein Zel is that Shlosh shouldn't be a gap of three. Keshal Yizdakar Hagdi Basrosh, that a little goat can't jump through without hesitation, just putting his head through. So the area of three already allows the Gdi to get through. That's all you need. It shouldn't be Bas Rosh. It's less than three, in other words. So then it's considered as if it's closed, and you're allowed to plant. So even though there's this vine who's immediately across from this stalk of wheat, and they can see each other, and they say hello every morning, but because it's a gap in between, but we look at it as if it's love, and it's not a problem.
Kosho Gimel, if it's already three Tvachim, I mean Gimel Adal, it's from three Tvachim until four Tvachim. That we can't have the open space, the equivalent of the area which is enclosed. That's the Maloyo, is this mole. It's full. Can't have the open space equivalent of the closed space. You want more closed than open. Keshel Yehei Poritz Ke Oimed. We don't want parts being equal of Oimed because that's a problematic. It has to be more closed. So that's pretty explicit in Bryce that Poritz Ke Oimed is not acceptable. Okay, if you have parts from Ruba Oimed, and that's an area when it's between 3 to 4 Tfachim. So, and the case was parts of Maruba, and so Bryce says, Av Kenegas Oimed is Osir. Seeing the part of the area is enclosed, but it's not enough that the majority is air is closure. Yeah, that if the closure part is in the minority, so you may not plant. And then one across a vineyard on one side and grain on the other side, even if you're planting it both hiding behind the area which is closed, because the area which is closed becomes bottled, like it's totally open.
Like it's total.
Yeah. Umer Abba, Koshu Dalim, it's fourth Fachim. Umer Abba ad Eser Amos, and from fourth Fachim up to ten Amos. So actually, Hei Ben Zelazel, Kim Loya, the same problem, it shouldn't be equal. The parts should not be equal to the Amit. Shalay Hei Parats Kaimit. Kim Hei Parats Kaimit, the parts was like the Amit. So then the following. Kenegat Ha'imit is Mutter. Kenegat Parats is also. So they're equal, we say the area which is across from the Oimed doesn't become bottled. If it's less than four, it's not a Mokum Choshu. The amount which is enclosed is not four, doesn't have a Cheshivas to it. So we say it's bottled. Through the porous Oimed, or the porous more than the Oimed, makes the Oimed bottle. But in this area where the Oimed, the area which is open is more than four tefachim, we can say the case was that the area which is enclosed was four tefachim wide, it has a chashiv, that has a certain chashiv to it, and therefore it's considered that the Oimed is mutter, connected to the Oimed is mutter. So you could plant the part which is enclosed, you could plant wheat on one side and vines on the other side. But corresponding where the open spaces are, it's also. The space which is open would be also to plant there. The case where the Oimed is the majority, so not only is it mutter to plant corresponding to where the Oimed is, but if you have Kenegat Haparetz is mutter. But even the corresponding to the area which was Parutz, you're allowed to plant, because we say that the Oimed is Merubot, as if the whole area is closed. Mefretz HaBayosim Yasser is also, if the gap was more than 10 amas wide, it's also Hayisham Konim HaDukronim. You have these poles which are placed over there. So you have two poles, so now you have to make a Tursa Pesach on top. You take a vine, or you take something which goes across. So it's now you've made a Tursa Pesach. So then, and even if the gap is more than 10 amas, it's mutter, it's just a pass, it's mutter more than 10 amas. That's the price. It's a safta. Tani Mias, we did see in the ratio, Megimavadal, Mavashal Yehei Ben Zelazet Kim Loyot. We don't want the if the porous is Ke'oimen, it's a problem. You need that the either there should be more armor than porous. He said if they're equal, here's the Rapapa. So the Kasha Rapapa says, Paris Garmin is Mutu. I'm the Rapapa, my Meloyoi, Nichas Vyose. No, we're back to what we said before. It means when we say Meloyoi, there'd be the equivalent amount. Fill them out, leaving space for the leaving space for the item which is there, which the area which is parts, to technically be placed in and placed out. So if I say that the closed area, let's say for argument's sake, is would be one tefach. So it's not really one tefach that we're working with, because the tefach takes a little bit more space to place the board there. So you can go with extra space. So you're dealing with a little bit extra. So I have to discuss the now when I tell you that the oimid and the porridge are the same, so if I'm talking about tefach and a quarter for what's really a tefach, and I make a tefach next to it, I end up with an airspace of a tefach and a quarter of open in space. Because even the cold space, I'm saying, really, I'm calculating it with a little bit of an open space as part of its measurement. So, but if I tell you that the open and closure are the same, the open area and the walled area are the same. When I talk about the wall, assumed in my conversation when I said the area of the wall, I mean the area of the wall plus a little bit of extra space. So there's airspace in calculating that. So I tell you, the wall took a tefach, and the open place took a tefach. It really means the wall took 3/4 of a tefach, and there's a little quarter of tefach which is open. And I say this is also a tefach. That's a full tefach of open. You end up with a tefach and a quarter open. So there's more open than closed. So I tell you they're the same. It really means it's more open. Okay. Fine. Mor says that's the mean this will be it's how can I miss the Mor that's this shot the Bryce seems to be correct. Excuse me. Mitani because the Bryce continues and says if my parents meruba lo imid af can I get imid is also if the parents is greater than the imid in the last case the Bryce we say even though it can even correspond to the imid is also which indicate how Ka'imit, the ports and the Ayimit are exactly the same as Mutru. Shmaminot's a good proof that Rishpshat is correct. Momor says, okay, great. Then Lemon Tavi to Yufta, the Rabbuna Braid, the Rabbi Yeshua. Say, if so, we found that the Rabbuna Braid, the Rabbi Yeshua is wrong from this price. The Temeich Amalecha. So Rishu says back to you. The Temeich Emer Seifa. Well, if you're making the Yukim, let's look at what the end of the price finishes off. It says, "If the Oymid Meruba the Poritz, Afkana get the Poritz is Mutter. If the Oymid is greater, then it's Mutter." So it says, if the opening is greater, it's problem. If the close is greater, it's much. Well, if we skip the middle, what about they're equal? So we're inferring from the ratio, if the opening is greater, it's a problem. It means they're equal, it's much. I infer from the safe, it says that if the closure is greater, it's much. It means if they're equal, that's awesome. Hakim Poritz is Osir. So say a Kashler Rapport. Major Kashler Rabihuna Breda Bishua. So the truth is, we don't really need compelling proof from one to the other, because each one is going to have a part of the price which does not seem to fit with him, and he's going to have to answer it. Okay. So Morrison now approach that and answer it. Or Morrison actually in the process of trying to answer, the Morrison is going to ask. Says no. Sefer Rapapa lo kasha. I have a way to answer how Rapapa would understand the Sefer. What's the problem in the Sefer? It says that if the Oymid is Meruba, it's Mutter. We indicate if they're equal, it's Osir. According to Rapapa, even if they're equal, it's Mutter. Either Tony Resha Poritz Meruba lo Oymid. So the Sefer Oymid Meruba lo Poritz. Since in the conversation of the Braisa, the case where he had to tell you that it's Osir was a case where the Poritz was the majority. So it's very common when I present a fact and I give you the opposite case. I give you the opposite case. So if the case of Isser is when the Poritz is greater, so well, if the Poritz is greater, you have this. I'm not going to have that. That's how you talk. But it's love dafk. Even if they're equal, it would still be mut. Okay. So that's how Rapapa would answer the safe. And the ratio, according to him, is correct. It's very precise. It's only a problem if the porous is greater. Okay. Now, what does Rav Huna do with the Resha? Or it's according to him, the Sefer, which says that if the Oymen is Meruba, it's Mutter, that's true, because they're equal, it's also according to him. The Resha says if the Poritz is greater, it's a problem, means if they're equal, it's Mutter. Resha, Rav Huna, the Yeshua, like Asher, I did by the Missy Sefer, I remember the Poritz, Sonny Resha, Poritz, remember the Oymen. Since we're about to tell you in the Sefer a case where it's greater, and that's when it's mutter. So again, I gave you a opposite case in the ratio where it's also, even though throughout the, if they're equal, it's also also. Okay. Furthermore, Kash. So there's three cases in the Brice. There's less than an opening of less than three, opening between three and up to four, opening from four until ten, denomis. In the middle case, we said that if the oimid is majority, it's permitted. If they're equal, then we said even connected if the porous is merubah la'oymed, af keneged ha'oymed is osir. I'm sorry. It says we don't want the gap between the two to be equal, because you don't want porous to be ka'oymed. You don't want the porous being the oymed. Because that's going to be a problem. And it says the porous is greater other than the oymid, afkin oymid is osir. So what are we saying? We're saying like this, that if they're equal, the keneged the oymid is mutter, keneged the porous is osir. If it's majority open, that's mevatel everything. So if you hold porous, in general, porous oymid is acceptable. So we understand how we differentiate between the two cases. If you tell me that Poritz Ka'omid is the same halachic status as Poritz Meruba La'omid, so the same way you tell me when Poritz Meruba Keneged La'omid is Osir, so Poritz Ka'omid also Keneged La'omid should be Osir. If we're giving a halachic equivalent of parts, when parts and the oimid are exactly the same, it's the same thing as if the parts was greater. So the brisa doesn't say that. The brisa differentiates to see whether they're equal. Then if the area is equal, what's closed, you're allowed to plant on both sides. What's open, you can't. And if it's greater, then you can't plant anything anywhere. So we're differentiating. So the Gemara says, according to our papa, who holds the parts of Kaiman is mutter, to understand how we differentiate between the two groups. According to the Meshuva, why do we differentiate between the two groups? They should be all one group. I understand why we did not mix them together and say it as one case, because the halachas are different. But according to Rav Huda, which according to him, that porous garment is the same thing as porous being greater. So according to him, porous garment you can't plant even connected the area which is closed. So if so, the arvina will isninu. We should make it as all one case. If it's less than three, up to three, we have to be worried about the fact they shouldn't have a gap of three. I'm sorry. Well, so it comes out the case of when it's three till four and up to three, this nakuda of there shouldn't be a gap of three is relevant. I'm not sure why I have to think that through. So my answer should like, don't be psula the ratio, psula the safe. The reasons why they're problematic are different. Why? The safe of the ratio kadeshal yizdakar hagadim of achas. I didn't read that right. So the ratio kadeshal yizdakar hagadim of achas. So the safe of shal yeh poritz garment. Poritz mishloish. No, shal yeh poritz garment. The halachas might be the same, but the reasons why that's so are different. Let's see Rashi. Top of the page. Avita is karsha tachasukah. It's the pad you put under the saddle. Kamina tamagamina bekara gomel avita the gam. So you always wonder what Rachlamina was sitting on when Loma came checking the tent. She was sitting on the pad.
Came checking the tent, yeah.
Love him.
By the truffle.
Yeah. I just want to point out that, like, in the Parshas on the Pasuk, she wasn't sitting on the camel. She was sitting on the pad, which had been taken off of the camel, and it's on the floor. And, you know, people have one time said, well, so why was the camel inside of the tent? I said, since she's sitting on the camel, so she's sitting on the car, hakomel, on the pad of the camel. Yeah, on the camel. I said, no, not on the camel. Well, that's how I pictured it. I said, okay. A person one time asked me, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to point out, it was on the pad of the camel, but it wasn't while she was on the camel. No. It's like something like, you know, third grader pictures when they learn in the school, like, you know, they picture the picture of the camel inside the tent. That sticks with them the rest of their life, you know. Shlifen is masuos, is packages. Kolchus is klache yirokus, is the stalks from the vegetables. Nimse is ato aimer, reshem is atas klayim. Tinelo, this is all part of a brisem is atas klayim. Kol shepachas megimel, kol gather, hasuya bekonim, aimnim pachas merechav gimel. You made your fence out of sticks. And if the areas which are enclosed are areas that each section which is closed, the enclosures are less than gimel, so you can't have tzarchel yeh ben zeh lezeh gimel. You shouldn't put a, if what I close off is less than gimel,
So the gap in between can't be gimel. Okay, so he's doctor gedima basur shklemer lehedit leika. We can't allow him to jump through easily. The kiras gedina, the fact that a little goat can run through there, has a lachem of atulam and taras lovin, and takes it with a din of lovin. Vein bein zelas that gimel. If the gap is less than three, for the parts more below, I mean, even though we're saying the case was that the standing area was less than three. So theoretically, you have a situation where the standing area is less than three, and the gap is, as long as it's less than three, you're okay. So the stand can be two tefachim. The gap is 2.5. So the car of the purse is greater than the oimid. It's still mutter. Why is that? You cut him shall base it so she can aesthetically have sticks which are just two finger breadths wide. Whatever base tefachim and a gap of two tefachim means other than it's kosher. Either oimid opening is greater than the closure. The chol reva pachu migimel are mean in love with kulo havi oimid. Love is if it's enclosed. Migimel about dalit. If the area which you're enclosing is width of up to from three up to four tefachim wide, so the gap socially a ben zelizeg kim loyer. You don't want the gap to be the equivalent of the area which you've enclosed. As long as it's not the same, I've got the havi reva shleish even though it's a gap of three. There's no love. Given the omer rabo love, even since there's greater area closed, it's mut. Why? Like remember, avir the haigisim of atalei. So we don't say that each avir is avatal the standing, because the standing is greater than the open. Different havir lupsachim. We look at these openings as doorways. In my parts. Then it said, if the porous is if the porous is greater, how your porous? I mean, little porous. Let's go on the case. Where's Kaimer? Let's go on there. Yeah, it's coming from Tarsla. How your porous? Kaimer, how about the misni? That's what we have. I got stuck on this last night. My parents, I made. Can I get a mutter? Can I get a parents as us? Going there, my parts meruba lo imed afkan adam nezasa, which means that according to Rav Hanan Reb Yeshua, we're going to read it if they were equal. Yeah, according to Rav Yeshua, why says if the parts is greater, it's a problem. And even if they're equal, it's a problem. Afkan adam nezasa, Israel, you can't plant lo olim imed bepachas midalad the mishi kenegdoi. The heck of the porous rubber olav. So the omer is not chashuv enough that we would say, well, at least connect the omer shvim mutter. That we're not going to say if the porous is great. If it goes from dal tefachim up to 10 amos, up to and including 10 amos. So again, we're discussing the size of the wall. We're saying that the wall is X, the opening can be up to that same equivalent. So why don't you tell me in case of the wall is 15? So the opening can be that equivalent. That's not true. If the Ebers is enclosed and more than 10, you're going to Oymid, you'd basically test 12. The Oymid is 12 or 15. We can't tell you that the open space which is problematic, is the equivalent, it says, is what's equal. The afila botsim imaluyai, even if the open space is less than its equivalent, the compared to yosim yasara, mitzur kuloi, can you tell me, say, it's a gap of more than 10, it's a problem. That's why we only discuss up to 10. If we're going to use the phrase bimluya yasmutter, if we're going to use that phrase, we can't use that phrase if it's a gap of more than 10. If it's porat maruba, then keneged oymen is mutter. So this much we'll say, even if it's porat maruba and the open space, the area of the open space, you may not plant on the two sides, but the area which is enclosed, you may. Say in the case where it's less than 4, so that if the open space is greater, the closed space loses its chashivas. You can't plant corresponding to where it's closed. But over here, which the closed space has a chashivas to it, because it's more than 4, so then even though the open space is also, the closed space will be mutter. However, heck of chashu, since it's a significant enclosure, wudin imhoya poritz meruba. That's true, even if the poritz is greater than the oime. We come on towards the more later on points that out. So rekan shalosh minutes, we have three different calculations. Mida rishana dekanim chusim gimbal. So three gimel meters means we have three ways to decide in halacha how to deal with it. If the enclosures were less than 3 tefachim apiece, so you say, so you have up to and greater than its size being mutter, because as long as it's loved, it's still mutter. So even though the enclosure is only 2 tefachim, so I can leave the open space more than 2 tefachim and still be mutter because of love. That's the first one. We're not worried about it being equal to the area enclosed. Given the mluah loy havi pirtsa shloisha, since even if it be equal, it still wouldn't be 3 tefachim. The open space, you ought to go up to 3. Feel like you're saying mluah loy kaptin. More than that is also what ad ikah pirtsa shloisha, until you have an opening of 3, which is not love. Minishniya, the second one, which is between 3 and 4. Kabdina Maluya, it has to be, if it's equal, it's problematic. The Ikashir Pirtsa, the heavy curry aver, it's more than 3, so it's considered not lovely. It's considered an open space. Vasivira, now, once it's greater, aver hamaruba, mavatalaymit. And it's mavatalaymit to the point that filokinegdoi is also enomut matur. That's the second madrega. Third madrega is if the openings are more than 4, even if you tell me that the porous is maruba, and you may not carry, but by the open space, it's not mavatal, the closed space, that you cannot, that disallowing planting there. There's a significant closed space, then avrila mavatal legamri, yomatu miya kenegu. So it's not mavatal totally, and so what's corresponding to where it is mutter.